So in that spirit of the Commonwealth and that spirit that defines the best of our state, the best of our nation, and what we promote and what we promise, I hope we can all just practice a little bit more and lean in to this moment and make this moment more meaningful, not just in the spirit of a young man whose life was taken away, but in the spirit of so many lives that are impacted every single day through structural racism and through our incapacity as a society to wake up to the realities that persist all across this state and all across this nation. Institutions, large and small, that fundamentally have to change, not least of which our criminal justice institution. We can do more, we can do better. And so forgive me for being long-winded. There's no script here, for being a little circuitous in my comments and perhaps commentary. But I would be remiss if I just didn't express, as a point of privilege, a point of view, again, humbly, with a deep recognition that we have a lot of work to do. And I'm resolved to doing that work with each and every one of you and to bring people together at a time when we so desperately need people to focus on what we have in common. And my gosh, is that overwhelming what we have in common. And so let us commit ourselves to that in the spirit of this moment and of the spirit of this weekend, where I pray that all of us that want to express ourselves do so thoughtfully and gently, but forcefully in terms of expressing themselves as they should and as they must, so that we collectively can not only hear your voice, but we can resolve to do something with the lesson that we learn if just we take the time to listen, finally listen, and do more and do better.